May I jumpstart your Thanksgiving week? I enjoin you to lead those around you to give thanks. As Kuza Symposna wrote, and I have many times shared, quote, only challenge produces the opportunity for greatness. 2020 has been a nonstop challenge. This week we can stop. We have that capacity to see all the greatness that's been emerging. Yes, even as the political and environmental challenges continue. I'm thankful for one, heroic human capacity. I'm grateful and inspired by Ellen Kinch, one of our kids' best friends, who chooses to practice her nursing work on a COVID unit in LA, and so many like her. Two, generosity. I'm grateful for Ken, who tips as much or more than the meal, and for all the people who are reaching out to their retailers, neighbors, church members, keeping people on payrolls, bringing food to seniors, or acting in so many other kind ways. Three, I'm grateful for adaptive capacity. Sarah Sieteski, who leads information technology at the Haas School of Business where I teach, is one of the thousands of texters, teachers, teenagers, and toddlers who look for ways to make lemonade out of this banner crop of lemons falling upon us. Zoom ain't all that, but it is amazing. Four, science. Imagine the panic and devastation were we living only a century ago. I give thanks for Fauci, for Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and others. Five, I'm grateful for acceptance. I'm thinking acceptance of risk tolerance. In a big Catholic family like ours, we could line up 100 of us on a spectrum of risk tolerance with this menace. We're all over that line. And overwhelmingly, we all accept that people are entitled to manage risk as each sees fit. Number six, I am grateful for America's awesome political system. Our body politics remains on the tilted treadmill of its most enduring stress test since the Civil War. While the executive branch exerts powers heretofore unimagined, and while legislatures are, as was anticipated, political, two things hold out hope: a judiciary that enforces a rule of law, and I'm grateful for number seven, a populace that believes in that rule of law and in the sanctity of the vote. 23 million more people turned out to vote this November. For what will you give thanks as you lead with your best self?